Hello, everyone. Welcome to Binge and Banter. This is Angela.
And this is Emily, and we have an exciting Survivor recap for you all today.
We do. It was a good episode, and I think that both of us liked something that happened in this episode very much.
I think so, too. I was texting you during it, and I was like, no freaking way.
It's happening.
It's happening. The most satisfying episode there has been so far.
I agree. I totally agree. And it was like the least foolery. Like there was not a ton of trickery going on. It was very straightforward, but in a good way.
Yes. And I feel like they do that usually that first merge vote. They try to keep it like self-explanatory and nobody wants to like switch things up because you just don't know where the votes are going to go. And you're like so desperate to make it to that next phase in the game.
Yes, 100%. So we open up with, we're at Gotta Tribe and Rachel is upset because she's on the bottom because she didn't see the Annika vote coming. She's the only one who didn't see it coming. So she feels really insecure and she's really hoping that the merge is coming up. Good news for her. It is. Mm-hmm. And Sam talks about how he didn't want to use his idol yet because he didn't want to lose everyone's trust. And then the merge happens, and that's when the big dogs come out. I don't remember who said that, if it was Jeff or a player, but they said that's when the big dogs come out. And I was like, yes.
Let's go. So we see the boats come in to Gotta and Wavo, and they're like, please tell me this is not a journey. Please tell me this is the merge. And they get the letter, and it says, drop your buffs.
Yes.
Obviously, and Rachel's excited.
Yeah, Rachel's thrilled because she was on the bottom. Now she has kind of a chance to get things back on track.
And Teenie's excited.
Yes. I think they're all just like, we made it this far. We accomplished the merge. It's like a huge badge of honor in Survivor world.
Yeah, I really like that you can see like on their faces, even at the end of Tribal Councils in this episode, you can see on their faces like how much this meant to them to make it this far in the game.
Yes. And then they actually are going to Tuku and Sue's like, she's like, I haven't rinsed this idol off. I guess I need to do that.
I did not understand that. She says they're going to go through our bags.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're not coming to raid your camp. They're coming to live with you. And if nobody from your tribe has gone through your bag so far, I don't think anybody is.
Right. And also, why does the paint matter at that point?
Why is the paint still wet?
Was it still wet?
Like, she's rinsing it off. I'm like, if it's dried, then we're good.
Maybe it's some type of washable paint.
I don't know. So she starts trying to clean this idol. And then everyone joins Tuku on the beach. And she's like, oh, crap.
Sue is kind of, she's just a silly person.
She is. I don't understand. Like, they're coming to our camp. They're going to go through our bags. What?
She's very, I'm very curious to see if she gets far, which I kind of think that she will. But
yeah,
to see how her paranoia plays out. Because she's kind of a paranoid person.
No, she is. She is. I want to see like her gameplay. Like when it comes down to her making a decision, how's that going to go?
Right. Yeah. And how is like, because she's very feisty with like she's very defensive. Like here, she heard somebody say something bad about Gabe and then she wants to like ruin their life. And
yes,
someone voted for her at one tribal and she's like, oh, they have to go. I don't trust them ever again.
Yeah.
So I want to see how that plays out. Right now, it hasn't really bubbled up to the surface that much because there hasn't been like a chance for it to. There hasn't been situations where like her vote really mattered or what she thought really mattered.
Exactly. I'm curious.
Yeah. Keeping an eye on her.
Yeah, for sure. So we see Tiana sees a sign on the beach and it says tomorrow there'll be a challenge to make the merge, but hidden somewhere is an advantage to help. So it becomes a mad dash and there's no clue. Like it could be anywhere on this island.
Yeah, they're just searching high and low anywhere. I would hate this because like Genevieve, she was like, I have no sense of direction. I'm like, that's me. I'd just be wandering around not knowing which way it was. East, which way was west? I would just be confused.
Yes. And Oh, I forget who said it, but they're like, there's 50 trees just in the shot behind me right now. And I'm like, yeah, I can't imagine how many trees were searched. And it gets to a point where it's like nobody's even looking.
Yeah, because honestly, they wanted to strategize. They probably didn't want to be looking for idols.
Yeah, I figured like for me, it would be like, oh, yeah, it'd be cool to get this advantage, but I'm probably not going to win the immunity necklace either way.
Yeah.
So I really need to be making bonds. And I feel like a lot of people valued making bonds over looking for the advantage.
Which is definitely smart because having an alliance is its own advantage. And the sooner you can try to make that, the better. I feel like
yeah.
when merge happens, everyone's just trying to figure out like basically who are we voting out?
Yeah, exactly. But we do see Sam and Genevieve see a buoy in the water. And Sam's like, oh, we see those buoys all the time. That's nothing.
Oh my gosh, that killed me because I don't know. How do you not just go take a little look? It wasn't that deep in the water. Just go take a little look.
Yeah, I mean, if you see anything out of the ordinary, you have to check it for the advantage. Like, to me, it was like obvious that I get that there might be buoys in the water all the time, but it was obvious that, hey, there's just this one buoy over here in this one little part that looks like a nice place to swim. Maybe we should at least check that out. And I thought at first that Sam was just like playing Genevieve and saying like, oh, that's nothing. And he was going to go back and find it.
I thought he was too. I was like, come on, just go look.
I know.
I was cracking up though because Sue and Sol were bonding over being in their 40s.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like, she's not in her 40s.
And Sol is like, we look good for 40. And I'm like, Sol, y'all, you look so much younger than her. I'm not even trying to hate, but
I know. But on another note, Sam and Teeny were bonding over doing theater.
I saw that. They were like the same character in Willy Wonka.
Yeah. But I also was like, Sam does theater. Like, this makes so much more sense now to why he's able to like act the way that he does.
It does. It makes a lot more sense. And like, also he kind of comes off a little bit as a jock. But he's actually a theater kid.
Yes.
And he reminds me a lot of this one guy that I work with. And he's like a football player. He's like a college quarterback at Shorter. And,
yeah.
But then he is the biggest musical theater nerd that you've ever met in your entire life. Always breaking out into song.
Troy Bolton.
Always being extra. Always being dramatic. So I was like, oh, okay. Sam makes a lot more sense to me now that I know he's a theater kid.
Both of them are like the real life High School Musical.
Oh, and then they started like finding the red paint everywhere too.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So they start to find red paint and they start to find the little clay pieces and then they find the ceramic ball that fell and they're like, oh my gosh, someone already won the advantage. Like, this is clear because this is everywhere. And then Caroline is real smart and she's like putting two together. And she's like, this reminds me of the time at the water well that Sue had red all over her.
Yeah. And she's like, this looks familiar.
This looks a little suspicious. But she says like she's going to keep her secret. She's like, good for her. I'm going to keep her secret though.
Yeah.
Which is a good move because she's in her alliance.
It is a good move. And I feel like if you find out somebody has an idol, it's probably a good move to be like, hey, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you have the idol. Even if you're not,
yeah.
Just to like let them know that you know that they have it.
Exactly.
You can't play it as effectively if people know that you have it.
Exactly. Exactly. I just think that Sue is just so funny because she immediately goes into, oh my gosh, I'm like a criminal who's been caught.
She was really stressed out about this idol in the red paint. I didn't understand.
I didn't either. I was like, no one knows that it's you.
Now, who knows about it already again?
Nobody knows about her idol at all.
No one? Oh, no I one. Didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She didn't tell anyone. But now Caroline knows, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then we later see like Tiana also kind of puts it together and Sue didn't want Tiana to put it together. She's fine with Caroline because that's her alliance member, but she doesn't really trust Tiana. So she's like, oh gosh, Tiana's going to put it together too.
She does not like Tiana.
No, she does not like Tiana. She does not like Kyle.
No. And it's because Kyle put her name down one time because he thought that was what they were doing. And it's also because Tiana said something bad about Gabe. It just seems really silly.
I know. She like can't get over those little moments.
Yeah.
It's just like hilarious to me. Like she's like watching them find the red paint. And she's like, oh, crap. She's like, I'm in trouble. She literally says it out loud. I'm in trouble.
She was stressing too hard about that. She should have literally just told some people beforehand.
Yeah.
And well, saw,
she, go ahead.
And just see what happens. Like, it, maybe they'll help her hide it better. Maybe they'll, you know, something.
Yes. Like, when she got caught at the water well by Tiana and Caroline, she should have just told them to build that trust with them, number one, but also to get all of that hidden so that if the day came, whenever more people come onto your beach, that they're not finding it.
Yeah. Well, we already have Rome starting to stir up some crap.
Oh my gosh. We do.
Driving me crazy.
We do. But right before that, we see Genevieve finally goes to the buoy and she does get the advantage.
Oh yeah, that's right. She does. And it was in the buoy the whole time.
Yes. And so she's like, as she's swimming to the buoy, she's like, I don't think it's in this buoy, but I have to go out to this buoy. And lo and behold, it was. Sam's kicking himself because he's like, you found it in the buoy that we saw together. And I think it actually probably would have helped Sam.
It probably definitely would have helped Sam.
But I also feel like that was such a weird immunity challenge that it's like, you know, there's not really an advantage to it. You're either good at it or you're bad at it.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, I think obviously not having to do the hard part of the challenge before you did the balancing part of the challenge helps a lot. But at the end of the day, if you can't hold that thing, like whatever it's called, the thing that they balance the ball on, that looked really hard, first of all. But if you can't do that, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. At least she did still get the food.
Yeah, that's going to help a lot. And what it seems like too, what kind of surprises me is that, you know, I feel like they get a lot less food than they did in years past.
Yes.
But they show how hungry they are a lot less. So sometimes I forget that they're literally starving.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm also like, it makes sense why they're like, they know that getting some food will literally be almost like getting an advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that was really her advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're seeing Rome gathering his info, he says. And Kyle, first of all, is just like spilling the tea. And I'm like, whoa, I would not be doing that yet.
Yeah.
But he says that Sam is a threat. Then he said Tiana is a threat as a like the strongest woman. And then he's like, oh, Caroline and Sue, they're not threats. They're not ever going to win a challenge.
Yeah.
And Rome then takes this information and goes and tells Sue what Kyle said. And Sue's like, I want Kyle out. It just like fueled her fire even more.
Yeah.
And in the sense of Rome wanted Kyle out, he did the right thing doing that to Sue, because Sue's the one person that you can do that to.
Oh, for sure. I just think that if Rome maybe had laid low and tried to be a little likable this episode, he wouldn't have gotten voted out, because everyone clocked him immediately. Obviously, Lavo already doesn't really like him, but everyone else immediately were like, oh no, he stirs up crap. He's unpredictable, and he's also in your face annoying.
Yes. So like he even goes to Sam and Tiana and tells them what Kyle said. Yeah. And Tiana, her and Kyle, I guess, are kind of close. And she's like, something just doesn't feel right about him telling you this. Like, something doesn't feel right. So she tells Saul, and Saul's like, no. He's like, this is what Rome does. He stirs up lies and he creates chaos. So he's like, I will go fact check with Kyle for you. So he's being a little detective now, and he goes to Kyle. And he's like, Kyle, Tiana said that Rome said that you said she was a big threat. And he was like, whoa, that is not what I said. Like, he just fully backtracks, even though that is what he said. Mm-hmm. But he was kind of like baited into saying that.
Yeah.
But he does backtrack. And then he is like, I want Rome out. And he gathers the troops. Tiana, Sol, Andy, and Sue are all there. And Kyle, I think he says, F Rome.
Did he really?
I mean, they bleeped it out. Whatever he did say, they bleeped it out. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was like fired up.
Sweet baby Kyle.
I know. And then Sue comes clean too. And she's like, oh yeah, he told me that you said that we're bad at challenges. And he was like, that's not what I said. I said that you are like mother and daughter.
Also, I feel like if somebody told somebody else I was a threat, you could take it one of two ways. You could take it as, oh, they're looking at getting me out. So they're telling people I'm a threat.
Yeah.
Or they just really think you're a strong player. And that's what they said. And that's really like, Kyle did not use the word threat. Like he said that they're really strong. That's pretty much all he said. Sam and Tiana.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And I feel like he wasn't saying it in a way to get them out either. I feel like Kyle was just being honest.
Yeah. It's a strength and a weakness. He's just a little naive and he's not thinking about the game 24/7. He's just like, oh, well, we merged. We're going to share info because that's how you get the ball rolling.
Exactly. Exactly. But of course, like Rome is going around and causing chaos. Like, at this point now, everyone believes Kyle and they want Rome out.
Yeah. Rome also just like doesn't know how to take the fact that everyone he's talking to is a human into consideration. And of course, they're always going to have like feelings about what's going on and all that. He's just in a pure gamer mode 100% of the time.
I think he has a little Russell Hance in him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If you remember back to those seasons that Russell was on, Russell was the same way. Like he was so rude to everyone, but his plans always worked. Like somehow he was able to make it to the end of the game multiple times, but never win because people were like, no, you were rude the whole entire time. Yes, you manipulated everything. Like, he was a great player, like, just straight gameplay. And I feel like that's how Rome is too. And I feel like that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't because people just, they don't want to work with you if you're rude. They don't want to work with you if you're causing chaos, even if your plans do work out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so we come back from commercial break and we go straight into the challenge. So this is kind of what I was saying. Did you understand that like it's the merge, but it's not the merge?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So this like new era of Survivor, typically what they do is you have no buff. So you have no home. You have not made the merge yet.
Yeah.
And there's two different teams at a challenge. And typically what's happened in the past is if your team won that challenge, you all were immune.
Mm-hmm.
That first tribal council.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So this year they put a little twist in there and said, okay, you're not going to be immune for this whole group. It's just going to be one individual that's immune.
That's way more stressful. And plus they have to do more physical activity.
Yes, but it also, like, I liked it because in past, there's only, like, six people that you can vote out.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, who the heck do we vote? There's only six people that are vulnerable.
And it throws a wrench into things if you can only vote out six people.
Exactly. So I liked that they moved into individual immunity already.
Plus, that probably puts everyone on their toes because where anybody can be voted out. It probably causes a lot more stress and anxiety, which is always good for TV.
Yes. Another thing that they did differently is they did a schoolyard pick for teams, which means that they had captains and they picked teams. I wish that they would have shown that.
Me too. Why did they not show that?
Well, I was listening.
Maybe it was boring.
Well, I was listening to Jeff Probst's podcast this past week when they didn't do schoolyard picks and they draw for rocks.
Yeah.
And he said it literally comes down, some of those decisions literally come down to time. And they know that they only have an hour and a half episode. So, like, if they show the schoolyard pick, then they have to cut something else. So I guess like the schoolyard pick probably didn't lead to a bunch of like chaos or something. So they just left it out.
Yeah, it was probably really fast and straightforward with a schoolyard pick too, because they know who's good at challenges and who's not. So it probably was boring.
Yeah, it probably was. I feel like that's why they cut it. But I would have loved to see like who picked who, because it seems like one tribe was like way more stacked than the other.
Yeah, but the winning six, they not only get to compete for individual immunity, but they get food.
They get a meal.
And who was on whose team? And do you want to explain the challenge?
Yes. So we have the yellow team was Sierra, Rachel, Sam, Sue, Kyle, and Teeny. And we had the blue team was Rome, Caroline, Andy, Tiana, Sol, and Gabe. And then, of course, Genevieve's advantage was that she didn't have to participate in the first part of this. And she got to go straight into individual immunity. And she already won the meal. So she gets to sit out and just chill out.
That mud, this challenge was so brutal.
I know.
What did they have to do?
So they have to crawl through mud. And then they have to go through these wood chips. So they're disgusting at this point.
Yeah.
And then they have to like remove debris to reveal a bag. And they're like doing this with hooks. Mm-hmm. So they hook the bag. They have to pull it up onto this platform, slide it down a slide, then get a ball from inside the bag. Then everyone has to get up this huge ramp and then finish a table maze.
Oh, the table maze. Oh my
yes.
goodness.
Yes.
That would make me cuss somebody out.
Yes. So, first of all, that mud is like thick.
Yeah.
And all of them are covered in it, which is hilarious to me because Genevieve's just over there clean and sparkly. And then they have to go through wood chips. And these wood chips, like, even at the very end, Kyle still has wood chips in his hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, do y'all not feel these? Like, I'm just so confused.
I think at a certain point, you just don't care about how your body feels and how clean you are because you're so used to just being nasty and dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to get used to it after a while, I would guess.
That's true. A little funny moment during this challenge. Did you see Andy? I think it was Andy. They were covered in mud. Fall.
No, I didn't see him fall.
Yeah, he's like, they're dragging the bag and he just falls and does a backwards roll out of it and like gets back up. And I was like, that is so him, like being just clumsy.
Yeah. But he did something super athletic.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Is they had to get up this huge wall. And the blue tribe decides that they're just going to hang Andy over the edge of this wall to grab people and pull them up.
It was amazing.
I know. In my head, I was like, they don't know Andy.
Yeah. They don't know he's just going to roll down that ramp.
Yeah. I was like, he's pretty clumsy. He's also pretty forgetful. So, like, I could see him getting the person almost to the top and, like, accidentally letting go of their hand.
Oopsie. Bye. Yes. But it actually worked out. It was so crazy. Like, and they were having to pull, like, he was basically like a tool. Like, he was grabbing hands while they were coming up the ramp, and then they were pulling him back over, and it worked.
Yeah, it did work. And like, yellow, that's where yellow got behind, is they had to go get sandbags to like build a ladder basically to get up the ramp.
Yeah. But then on the table maze, they put Rome and Gabe together. I was cracking up. I was like, why did you put them together?
I was cracking up too, because I was like, oh my gosh, Rome's in the clutch spot again. I wonder whose idea that was.
Right. And Gabe too, let's be honest. Like, seems like the type to also put himself in those positions. Yes. I would trust Gabe more than Rome, but they were like flinging that ball all over the place. I would have lost my marbles. Well, Sol was losing his marbles a little
Sol
bit.
Sol was, but I feel like Sol has just dealt with Rome so much, being in that clutch spot and not being actually able to do it. And yeah, also not, you know, and he clearly wanted the food and he clearly wanted a shot at individual immunity. And like, it came down to Rome messing it up. And at the same time, like, Sol saying like, bro, let's switch or slow down, slow down. It's kind of like pointing out that Rome lost the challenge for everyone.
Right. And that Rome is so insecure that little things like that, like, hey, can we switch? Hey, do this, slow down. You're doing it too fast. That kind of stuff really gets under Rome's skin.
Yes, it does. So I feel like in a way, Sol knows exactly what he's doing. He's letting the whole tribe know, hey, he's losing this for you all.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he's getting underneath Rome's skin. And that's exactly what he wants to do.
Yeah, 100%. And he also probably really wanted to win that challenge and was really annoyed that Rome was even in the clutch spot to begin with, exactly. Like you said.
Exactly. Okay, so Yellow wins. And then we get on to the individual immunity challenge where they have to stand on a beam while balancing a ball on like this half circle.
Yeah.
Insane.
It's really, really crazy that they can even do that. They have to stand on a beam with this like bow, I would call it. It's like in the shape of a bow, but it has like a crevice where it holds the ball. And they have to like hold the bottom of it to where the ball is still not moving, not falling off. Because if it falls off, they're out. But and then like every so often, they have to move down to a more narrow part of the beam. But at least at that point, they can reset their ball.
Yes. And we got to a point in the challenge that it's just Kyle and Sue. And Sue was like about to lose that ball. But luckily for her, like the time runs out. So she gets to grab the ball and then go down to the skinnier part of the beam.
Oh, and Kyle was the definition of locked in. Never ever seen someone so locked in.
Yes. But here's my thing. Like, I get that Kyle's name was being thrown out by Rome and he was trying to like set the trap for him to go home. But Kyle to me is the biggest challenge threat.
Yeah.
Was it really in his, I don't know, was it really, did he really need to win is what I'm trying to say.
In his like overall best interest?
Yes. Is it in his best interest to actually win this immunity challenge? Or, hey, let me get out early and show that I'm not a challenge threat.
That, I mean, I always just wonder how much you should even be thinking about the long term sometimes in Survivor. Like,
yeah,
I think, yes, you need to be kind of thinking about it. But I don't know that I would ever give up immunity in order to show that I'm not a threat because you never know what's going to happen that week. And that's probably the smartest move. But if you are so confident that you know that you're not going to get voted out, then yeah, you should probably not appear to be such a challenge beast because those people, I mean, they do get voted out, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what I didn't know. I was like, in my head, I was like, Kyle, don't win, don't win. But at the same time, I was like, if he doesn't win, does Rome have the troops to get him out? So I was like going back and forth in my head. I was like, did he really need to win or did he just make himself a target?
But if you just keep winning challenges, you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, until you get to one challenge that you're really bad at, because they can be anything. And say Kyle's bad at puzzles or something, and it's this huge puzzle at the end of it, then he doesn't win immunity for that 1 week. They're going to be like, this is the only time we can get him out.
Yeah, you're right. And that usually does happen. Like at some point, there's going to be one challenge that somebody's not good at. And they're like, oh, we can finally get the beast out.
Yes. And so I'm like, oh, no, like I don't want that to happen to Kyle because I really like Kyle.
So who does it come down to? It came down to Kyle and who else?
Sue, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, Kyle and Sue. She probably wanted to meet him so bad.
Yeah, you know she did.
But he was too locked in.
Too locked in. Like he barely moved at all, which is like, to me, so impressive because that beam is so small for his feet.
Yeah. It was. And also the guys are usually not good at balancing challenges.
Yeah. So I figured that like Sue would be good at this. She's a tiny woman. And I feel like those kind of people always do better at these kind of challenges, but he proved he can do it too.
And he's safe. So he's not going to get voted out. He has the immunity idol. And also he didn't have a vote. We forgot to mention that. Like it's actually great that he was safe this week because this is the week that he didn't have a vote.
He didn't have a vote. That's exactly right. I totally forgot about that.
Yes.
So he wins the immunity necklace. And now we are back at camp and we get to see this feast for the team that won the first challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just cracking up. I wrote down, Sam said he's been craving charcuterie. I'm like, does anybody crave charcuterie? I don't know.
Well, I'm like, oh, I crave charcuterie, girl, all the time. Are you kidding me? I crave charcuterie. And I pull out that little board that you made me, get some prosciutto, get some blueberries still in, get some Bella Vitino cheese, Parmesan, honey, jam, crackers, bread. Girl, I could go all night on a charcuterie board.
Oh, my gosh. But the other thing I was thinking about with the charcuterie board was, like, you know, in a charcuterie board, you leave it out for, like, a hot minute.
Yeah.
And, like, the meat gets all kind of wet and the cheese, you can see it start sweating. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's probably what they were eating.
Probably, but they don't care. There's no way to care at this point.
Yeah.
About that's some so sweaty true. Cheese.
But they also got wine. I was like, this is like a girls' night. They should have just said, hey, you guys get a girls' night.
They should have let them watch The Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, is this just a Monday night?
Yeah, it actually looked really fun. The wine of, like, drinking wine when I've, like, barely eaten in, like, almost two weeks would stress me out, though.
I know. It also, like, makes my stomach just already hurt. Yeah. But Tini was going in.
Yeah, she was. I was really happy for her. But this is when they find out that everybody pretty much wants to get out Rome.
Yes, exactly. Everyone wants to get out Rome. And that, I'm like, is it really going to happen? What's going on? I just can't, like, get myself excited about it because of all the weeks that we've seen that it doesn't happen.
I know. I was like, don't get your hopes up. But then also we, like, have Caroline, Tini, and Andy who have the amulets.
Yes. And they're like, we're just going to play the amulets. What?
I didn't understand that at all. And then them playing them for Tini later on, that really made no sense to me. And the look on their faces, it seemed like they just were so, like, chuffed to be playing it. Like, they were just so proud of themselves just for playing it. And I was like, you guys, that could have come in handy in, like, 2-3 tribal councils from now. And you don't know.
Yes, yes. I just didn't understand getting rid of it. I don't think that any of them had put a target on their back by having it.
Yeah.
Nobody was even talking about voting them out or anything. So I just didn't really understand, like, getting rid of it. I was like, that's just a waste. Like, just such a waste of even, like, Tini lost her vote for that.
Yeah.
If I'm her, I'm like, I'm not playing it. Sorry.
No, I would have said the same thing. I don't really know. But like you said, last season with there being, like, 6 people who had immunity and didn't use it and got voted out. Yes. People are, I think, a little scarred from watching that because, you know, these people watch probably every season and they're just like, oh my gosh, we can't let that happen again.
No, exactly. But the other thing that we see at this feast is that Sam says, well, I think we need to have a second name. I think we need to have someone other than Rome.
Why did he say that?
Just in case Rome had an idol.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of want to split votes so that Rome doesn't dictate the vote. And they're like, yeah, we're okay with Andy. What?
Yeah.
Andy just saved y'all. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Andy is in your alliance and you're like, yeah, we can put Andy's name down.
And we'll get to it. But, like, I remember later on at tribal council and they read a couple of Andy's off of the votes and he was like, was I the backup plan? And he seemed really sad.
Yes. I was like, don't do this. And also don't do it to Andy, somebody that you know is, like, volatile.
Yeah. Because he's going to be all in his head. He's going to be kind of causing chaos because now you know how he is. You know how he is. He's not just going to be normal about it.
Yes. I thought this was a bad move. And later on, we see Sam say, yeah, Andy, we're going to put a few votes on Andy. And he was, like, talking to Saul and he goes, because I'd rather have you in this game than Andy. Don't say that. Like, why?
I don't know, but they did it. That's what they did. So
I know. I feel like it's going to come back to bite them.
And it didn't seem like after that, there was a lot of crazy discussion. I mean, obviously, Rome really wanted Saul out. That's yes. all he wants.
Yes. So we see like the people that were left out of the feast, they're all also saying Rome. But Rome yeah. is saying Saul. So they're like, okay, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, Saul, sure.
Saul can see that everyone wants Rome out. And he's like, it feels like Christmas morning.
Yeah, he was so, nobody was happier than Saul. But something he did kind of confused me for that reason. But we'll talk about it.
Okay. So Rome also did this play. Oh my gosh, where he's talking to Caroline and somebody else. And he tells them, like, I want Saul out because the only person that's been mean to me in this game is Saul. And he cries.
Saul cries?
No, Rome cries.
Oh.
Rome is telling a group of people that he wants Saul out and says he's the only one that's been mean to him in this game.
I did get up at one point during the later half of this episode. I think I missed that completely.
Yes. He cries. He literally sheds a tear. And then he's like in his interview being like, yeah, I shed a few tears to try to make it more believable.
Oh my gosh. Tear yes. play.
Yes. And so he's like, yeah, I know. This is where he's like, I know Caroline's going to vote for Saul. Because Caroline's like, I cannot believe that. I don't want someone like that in this game. Like going on and on.
Yeah.
And they're all just like great actors.
They're so good. They're telling Rome everything that he wants to hear. Like, and Rome is easy to play like a fiddle. Like, let's be honest.
Yes.
Even though he thinks he's playing them, they're actually playing him.
Yes, exactly. And that's like the beautiful part about this is that we see Rome like be so confident even going into tribal. Like, mm-hmm. it's insane. But we do have that Andy tells Saul that Rome wants Saul out and that he said he was mean and that he cried. And so Rome, you see this like montage of Rome telling Genevieve it's Saul and telling everyone vote Saul. And he is running the game, he thinks. And I was like, but they're running you.
Yeah. He doesn't realize how bad of a liar he is.
No, he doesn't. Well, he also doesn't like pick up on people lying to him.
No, he doesn't. He thinks everyone's telling the truth. And then he will like, I don't know, when before the merge, when Lavo had to go to tribal council and they're talking about who they want to get out and they got out Keyshawn and there was that whole thing. He was talking to people, telling people it was going to be, I think, I don't know. He was like stirring up crap with his lies.
Yes.
And it was like Saul and Genevieve were like, we can tell he's lying. We just have to play along. So he doesn't understand that by lying and being such an obvious liar, he's actually making himself a really easy tool to manipulate.
Yes. And that's exactly what they do. So we go into tribal. And I cracked up because one of the first things that Rome says is Rome goes, yeah, when you all come to the same beach, the main thing is just try not to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's exactly what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I
take your own advice.
Yes. I was like, oh.
But to an extent, I think he knows that because he did say at the end, he was like, well, I guess I ruffled some feathers.
Yes.
You're like, you think?
And then Kyle says that everyone was back checking the phony baloney.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh.
Was he talking about Rome?
Yes.
Fact-checking yes. the phony baloney.
Yes. And then Rome talks about how the amulet will be played. And Jeff's like, I don't understand. And he literally gets up, gives Rome his seat. And Rome goes on this whole thing about how the amulet's going to be played because it has to be played together. And it's just a target on their backs and blah, 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 blah. But one of the things that Rome says in this is that all three of them have to be together to be an idol.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
No.
Like if there's three left in the game, yes, all three have to be played. If there's only two left in the game, only two have to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's only one in the game, only one has to be played. And I'm like, if everybody if they could have gotten their story straight and said, hey, all three of them have to be played together.
Yeah.
Then easily you could make that first vote, Andy, and now his amulet's out of the game. And you go, yeah, our amulets are useless now.
Yeah.
And in reality, they're not.
Yeah. If they thought that, then I wonder why they didn't do that.
Yeah.
But they really needed to get rid of Rome. Probably that's why. But I guess it was kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Why would they not tell people like, hey, it's not gone once one of us is gone? Because that does put a target on their back.
Yeah. So like they should have gotten their story straight and all three of them say like, yes, all three have to be played at the same time.
Yeah.
And not told them that it could work with two or it could work with one. And that way, once you got that first person out, say it's Andy because he's an easy vote, then you're like, well, my amulet's useless.
Yeah.
And that would have been genius.
Oh, it would have been so smart. But they do. That would have been really, really genius, telling them, like, getting that story out there.
Yeah.
But they do use it. They decide to use it for some reason.
Yes. And I just don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't. Like, it makes me almost angry because I feel like a lot of times these advantages are played right away because they don't want a target on their back. And I'm like,
yeah,
it just gets rid of the whole point of having an advantage.
There's also so many advantages now, too, that I feel like they're like, oh, well, there'll be another one. We'll find another one or whatever.
Yeah, maybe that is what it is. But that's also like going back to what we were saying on like, don't tell anyone that you have an advantage.
Yeah, they should have tried to keep the amulet secret to themselves.
Yes. Yes.
Or just like you said, get their story straight and make it advantageous for themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. But we see that Rome votes for Sam,
mm-hmm.
which is hilarious to me because he's like, I know Sol's going to be the one voted out, but I want to create some chaos. So
he was so confident.
Yes, so confident, but on his way out, still causing chaos. Like, and it's so funny. I don't understand. And then we see there's two votes, Andy, one vote, Sam. And everyone at this point looks confused. They're like, Sam? Like, everyone is looking confused. And then it goes Rome, 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 yeah. Rome.
And then they're like, oh, okay.
We're good.
They probably make, there's probably some way that they have Jeff pull out the votes that makes it most dramatic. Because with it being mostly like 75% votes for Rome, there's no way that the first three votes he pulled out were not Rome. Like, or if he was actually pulling them out at random. But I think that they order them in some way.
They definitely do because when it's like close to being a tie vote, they'll go this person, then the next person, this person. So I think when he like goes to tally the votes, they put them in a certain order so that it makes it like more dramatic.
But the person voted out of Survivor on this episode was Rome. Finally.
Finally. Rome was not built in a day, but he was destroyed in one.
That's good. I love that.
I loved that line. Don't know what Andy said in his different language. Don't even know what language that was when he voted him out. But I loved that too. I was like, oh, that is so Andy.
Like, okay, Andy. But then, what? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I was just going to say, and then we see them get their buffs.
Yes, they got their purple buffs. Is it always purple at the merge?
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't think so, but I guess it depends on, it has to be a different color than the tribes that you had before.
Yeah. It's probably just a different color than the other tribes.
Yeah.
No, but what I was going to say was that Rome did vote for Sam. Sue voted for Andy. Sol voted for Andy. I always watch till the end and write down who voted for who.
Yes.
I didn't understand Sol voting for Andy.
Because just to throw a vote on somebody else other than him, he knew he was going to get one vote.
Yeah.
And so if Rome played an idol, then there's one vote for Sol, and Sol would be the one to go home. So he had to throw another vote on someone else just in case.
For his own protection.
For his own protection, yes.
That's hilarious, too, because Sol ended up getting no votes whatsoever.
Yes. I was like, oh, my gosh. But I guess it worked out because Sam was like, we have to put votes on somebody else. And if he would have played an idol and Sam, like, you know, it worked out that if Rome would have played an idol, that Andy would have gone home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess in a way, like, Sam kind of protected himself, but didn't need to.
But then everyone else voted for Rome. Andy, Sam, Sierra, Caroline, Rachel, Gabe, Tiana, Genevieve, and Tini all voted for Rome. And they were thrilled to get rid of him. And honestly, Rome took this so much better than I thought he would.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, would like turn around and cuss everyone out and tell them that they were like weak and all this stuff. But like that really just shows you that he was just, his downfall was being annoying and being in too much of a game mindset at the end of the day.
Yes. Do you think that he goes down as one of those Survivor players that's memorable?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He definitely made himself memorable.
Yeah, I think he definitely gave himself a shot to play again as well.
He made some big plays too. Like he's not gonna be forgotten to this game.
Yeah, maybe he'll come back in Survivor 50.
Maybe. We'll see. They love bringing people back sometimes.
Yes. So we see a promo for next week, and we have Andy's mad, and I'm gonna assume it's because Sam threw his name out.
Yeah.
And then we see the girls going, we got to get a boy out. And I'm like, will we finally get the all-girl alliance again?
Yes, I want it. But like, it seems like it'd be so easy to break those kinds of alliances that are like really only based on like, oh, because we're all girls, or oh, we were all on Tuku or whatever. Those alliances always break.
Exactly. So let's get into our weekly awards. My fire move of the episode was Sol's detective work.
Yes.
To find out that Rome was just causing chaos just to cause chaos. And this whole thing led to everyone not trusting Rome and voting him out.
Yes. And I'm going to agree with that. My fire move is Sol keeping his cool with Rome and being like, okay, I see where the tables are turning. He's digging his own grave and we're going to vote him out.
Yes. Letting him dig his own grave.
What was your weak move?
Okay, so my goat move was Rome spreading chaos.
Yeah, same. That was one. That one 100%, because he could have gone to the merge and he could have been chill and cool and let me just feel things out. But he starts immediately talking crap, starts telling people what they're saying about each other, and that's like, come on, dude, like, you know better than that. If you're really this much of a gamer, then you know better than that.
Yeah, he should have just played it cool. He would have gotten through to the merge, and I felt like there were high stakes in this episode to just make the merge, that like, don't cause chaos right now, wait until you actually make the merge, or wait until you're actually on the jury if you get voted out to start making those big moves. Okay, hot take. I had two. My hot take was like, either Sam throwing Andy's name out made no sense and he should not have done that, or it was Kyle winning the immunity challenge.
Yes, that is a hot take, saying that he might have should have just not won that challenge.
Yeah, that's probably my real hot take.
I like that take because you can see it both ways. You're like, you know, immunity is like gold around in Fiji. But in Fiji. At the same time, you have to think of your long game. But my hot take of the week is probably that this isn't really a hot take, but it's that the three amulet people should not have played their amulet.
Yes. That is such really a good hot take. No, it is, because it seemed like everybody on the island agreed with them. And I'm like, what? Why is there not one person that has that amulet saying, hey, this is stupid, we shouldn't do this?
Yeah. Hey, let's wait a minute. Let's feel it out.
Yes, I feel that. Okay, game changer.
My game changer was Andy, not for the social game. And I know he got two votes, but he really stepped up in that challenge. And after he was, you know, doing some hilarious motions with the knife upside down last week, I think that he stepped his challenge game up a lot and showed that, you know, he could actually take one for the team. Like, he was literally dangling over that ramp and pulling people up. And I think that that's what helped them win.
Yes. Okay. They didn't win. The other tribe won.
They didn't win. Oh, my bad. Yes. He wasn't the game changer then.
Well, he kind of did change his game with that, I feel like. I feel like that's going to help him, you know, not just, I mean, maybe it hurt it post-merge. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, my game changer was I had a tie between Kyle and Sol. Sol for his detective work, but I've already said that.
that counts.
But Kyle, for once he learned that Rome told all of his things that he said, the way that he spun it to be like, I didn't say that, I actually said this. When we saw the clip, we saw the proof that he did say the things that Rome said.
Yeah.
And he spun it to make it seem like, well, that's not what I said. He just took that to a whole nother level. So him being able to lie and bring it back a little bit, to be able to gain people's trust back, and to ultimately flip the vote onto Rome.
Yeah. Actually, Kyle is that is a game-changing move right there. I'm going to change my game changer to Kyle because of that, and because he won the challenge and he was so lucked in there. And I totally see what you're saying. Like, Rome tried to cause chaos with him, and he was like, no.
Yeah, I feel like he changed the game because of that, and because he won immunity, that they couldn't vote him out. So they had to change their game.
Well, this was a really good episode. We finally got rid of Rome. Did you have anything else to add? Any more thoughts or things that you're thinking or things that you're excited about?
I'm excited to see who now is going to step up as the big game player.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait.
Yes. Like, I wonder if Gabe's going to come out, or Sam, or I feel like it's always the guys that try to make those like massive moves early on, and the girls are more subtle about it. So I'm curious to see which way it goes.
Yeah, I am too. I'm excited to be at the merge. I feel like the next episode is going to be the best one yet.
Oh, yeah. And also, I forgot to mention it throughout the episode, but Genevieve being able to just like cut ties with Rome and vote him out.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how we thought it would sink her game if she stayed with Rome post-merge. And I'm so glad that she is smart enough to just get rid of him.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And I kind of just had a feeling that she was the whole time because she's just such a smart player.
Yeah.
She is the one that you, I mean, if I had to predict right now, Genevieve is going to win this season.
I think she is a snake in the grass, and I think she has a really good shot to make it to the end.
I could see Kyle, too.
I think Kyle will get voted out.
Okay, we'll see. I just want Kyle to win, I think.
I know, me too, me too.
Oh my goodness, what a good episode. But thank you everyone for listening to Binge and Banter. My name is Angela.
And this is Emily, and we will see you next time.
Bye.